Mate, how are you?
Doing okay, but more importantly, how are you physically? Because that fall that took place at Tamingley now some 2 years ago, how are you going?
Yeah, I'm going all right, mate. My coordination's still not there, and I still can't heavy lift and stuff like that, but I'm still walking and talking and still here enjoying life.
Well, ironically, you haven't missed a race at Tamingley because the fall that took place was the second race of the day 2 years ago. They didn't race last year due to the pandemic. So when you actually attended the race meeting a few weeks ago, ironically, that's been the next race they've had since your fall.
Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah.
Now, what do you know of the fall? In terms of what happened, just what you've been told, you have no real memories, but just tell us about the fall involving yourself, Ricky Blewett, Michael Gray, the other two riders that were injured. What have you been told that happened? Because I don't believe you remember anything pretty much.
No, me memory, like, only from, like, what I've seen on videos and people have told me. I was probably from watching the stewards inquiry video, I was probably 1 hour, 1 back. I think it was about the 500 metre mark from memory. And Michael Gray was inside me, like box seat. And Ricky Blewett, I think, was about 150 metres behind us. And Michael Gray kind of clipped heels, and instead of falling straight, he kind of fell sideways. And that kind of just took my legs out from underneath me and threw me up in the air and then down.
Yes, yourself and you mentioned there Michael Gray in the initial part of the fall, and then Ricky Blewett basically crashed into you two because the dust that came up on the dirt track, he lost vision. So yourself, Ricky Blewett, Michael Gray, all with serious injuries, and they had very serious injuries as well. You, though, were flown, I think, by the medevac helicopter. The diagnosis wasn't great. I think you had bleeding on the brain, your lung, fractures, 5 broken ribs, and I think they put you into an induced coma. So from what you've been told, initially the diagnosis was pretty grim.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, they had me in induced coma, and I think they operated on me that night to reduce, like, the bleeding, trying to get it away. I can't remember any of it, but yeah, just, and then I woke up and they have like a PTA scale, a post-traumatic amnesia scale, and they said I was in that for 42 days.
Wow. And there were some thoughts you might never walk again, but you're well and truly doing that?
Yeah, they said them. Oh, they didn't say it to me, but they said to my wife and kids, and yeah, just kind of had to learn to do it again, pretty much.
Now, what was it like going back to the Tamingley races? As I said, it's almost as though they were waiting for you. Mick spoke to Jason, the club president. He's a very colourful character, and he was going to make mention that you were there. They're going to give a little bit of an acknowledgement. But the fact, as I said, they haven't raced since that fall. After race 2 on that day 2 years ago, the meeting was abandoned, obviously, for obvious reasons. You were medevaced by helicopter to the hospital. You've had this long haul of recovery. You're still well and truly trying to recover, but things are improving for you. What was it like to... I'm gathering you've never been back to the racetrack for any reason, have you? What was it like to walk in there and spend a day at the races?
When I was leaving Dubbo Hospital, because I went to a couple of hospitals in Sydney, and then they flew me back probably for the last 5 weeks. I was in Lord's House at Dubbo. And then my mate picked me up to take me home. And he said, we went to the track and just kind of drove past it. Yeah, but I couldn't remember anything anyway. So it was just like lonely country racetrack. There was no one there or anything. But yeah, I don't, like, as I said, like, I don't remember anything the other day. Like, nothing, no memories come back to me or anything like that.
Now, I'm not sure how close or friendly you were with the other jocks involved, but Ricky Blewett, Michael Gray, have you had anything to do with them, either phone calls or in person since the fall? And I think one of them might have even ridden at the Racing Tamingley meeting, I'm not sure, but your association with the other two riders?
Yeah, I speak to them when I've seen them at the races. And on the phone a couple of times, Michael Gray rang me. Ricky Blewett actually come to see me in Dubbo. And I eventually got back to Dubbo. But yeah, I've seen him and talked to him. There's no ill hard feelings or anything like that. Just kind of one of them things that happened.
And your career before that, it was a long one, even though you rode at a heavier weight, thus the picnic. But I believe that you rode in more than 4,000 races and had plenty of falls from time to time. But you had a lengthy career as a rider, didn't you?
Yeah, I probably rode for 15 years, say, probably. And then I kind of got a bit heavy, so I give it away. And then I was riding track work for Chris Waller. And then it was too hard, me living in Sydney and my family was up here, and I was coming home for a weekend, and I just got sick of that, got all the miles, and I thought, and come back, and then I got the job at North Fox Mines.
Yeah, it's good. You've got some income coming in. So you're working in the mines, are you, near parks or so on where you live? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's about 30 k's in between parks and Trundle, in between Dubbo and parks.
No, that's great. I mean, there's a steady income there. A lot of people, you know, move on from racing and battle away, but that's good. You've got a steady income still coming in. Did the National Jockeys Trust or the associations play any part in your funds or helping you over the years, given your situation? Or
yeah, they were very good. I'm not sure. I'm not sure which one it was, but like when I was early days, I think, and racing as well too. They were very good too. Like I think they paid me house off for 6 months. Like all together, they all got together. In them kind of groups, and then yeah, they supported me. They were well and good, very well. They were very. I would never be able to thank them enough.
And Michael, when you're at Tamingley for the recent meeting, do many people come up to you? I know the club made a little bit of a presentation. I'm not sure whether it was public or private, but were people aware that you're there? I mean, it's a small town, Tamingley, and Parks is not that big as well, so people know who you are, especially in the racing game. But did many people come up to you and say all the best, or how are you going, Mick, or how are things faring for? Were they well aware you're at the racetrack for the first time since the horrific fall, you know, 3 years ago?
Other than me, mate, a few people did. Kind of, a few people just said, "G'day, mate, how you going?" Yeah, they were kind of all going, yeah. And I was happy. I didn't really want that either. I just wanted them to enjoy their day.
Did you enjoy your day? Did you? I wouldn't blame you if you told me you didn't want to go back to a racetrack for the rest of your life, but it sounds as though you're a very optimistic person. I mean, you could have died. You could have been in a wheelchair. You could have been, you know, really, really in a serious situation. Not that your injuries weren't, but you're walking again. You'll never ride again, of course. But you sound as though you're a very glass half full person, which sounds fantastic.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it could have ended up a lot worse. I can still walk and talk and all that kind of stuff. So, still do stuff with my kids and stuff like that. So, yeah. Which, it made me realise, as much as thankful I am to racing and that, there's a life after racing too. Like, but I was just so glad how good they've been racing New Orleans. And they're still good racing New Orleans. They've been tremendous. It's been unbelievable how good they are. Like, yeah, wouldn't be able to say kind words about them enough. Like, they've been very good.
That's fantastic to hear. And of course, You can eat what you like now. You can eat what you like, can't you? You don't have to worry about weight. You're a heavier rider towards the end of your career, but you can eat what you like now, can't you?
Yeah, pretty much.
Great to chat to you. It's a lovely story to know that you're back at the race club, and they haven't raced since that fall, as we mentioned, but it's nice to know your recovery progresses. You've got a great family from what I'm reading, and just in chatting to you for 10 minutes, it's nice to know the Jockeys Trust and the associations have done their bit to help you in establishing yourself again. You've got a job, which is good to see some steady income. Hey, all the best, Michael. We appreciate you having a chat to us, and onwards and upwards. Thanks for taking our call there.
No worries. Thank you very much for speaking to you.
Michael Hackett, former jockey, over 4,000 rides. As we mentioned, 3 years ago, an horrific fall at Tomingley Picnic Races. The meeting was halted. They didn't race last year, and so they have had their meeting recently. He returned to the track for the first time since that fall.